Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Allardyce.
Good day, mate.
Good day, Vic. How are you?
Good day. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Oh, very good to speak to you. Vic, let's talk about LL and Qantas, because you did mention, I think this is a conversation we had about 2 months ago when, or might even have been a little bit longer, they were talking about possibly doing a direct route. What's happened with that?
So this, you're absolutely right, and it actually went back even more than a couple of months ago. This is when our good friend Bibi visited Australia, the first time ever a sitting Israeli prime minister came to this country, and it was way back in February, so about 6 months ago. And he and the Australian prime minister, Malcolm Turnbull, discussed and signed a lot of sort of deals, but of mutual benefit. And one of them was to discuss Qantas, and Qantas obviously being Australia's national airline, Qantas and LL entering what is called in airline terminology a code share agreement. And so this actually came into being, was formally announced just a few days ago. There's an organization here called the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure you have a parallel body there.
We do.
And the Israeli ambassador made a point of being there at the lunch. And at this Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce lunch, the co-chair partnership was sort of formally launched. And basically it means that, it's this breakthrough agreement for the first time ever. And it'll boost Australia-Israel tourism in both directions, travel links, business links. And basically, it enables customers of both airlines to book connecting flights operated by the other. They can get frequent fly points on the other. Last year, about 15,000 Israelis visited Australia, and thousands of Australians obviously visit Israel every year as well. And that number will obviously rise, the number of Israelis coming here will rise as a result of this code share deal. So it's breakthrough. It also means that there's reciprocal lounge access available to customers of both airlines in Tel Aviv, in Sydney, in Hong Kong, in Melbourne, in Brisbane. So it's, and it should basically kick in within the next couple of weeks, apparently. So it's exciting. It's a boost for tourism for both countries. And basically just further strengthens the excellent ties that there are between Australia and Israel.
Wonderful. Also, I see that the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, the Keren Kayemet, Israel, is actually taking 60 Australian teachers to Israel. It's quite interesting because in South Africa, I know that I think one of our local Jewish day schools, I think it might have been King David, took their teachers to Israel on a tour of Israel and was very, very successful. So what's happening with this, the JNF?
Well, what makes this even more interesting is that the teachers that it's planning to take are both Jewish and non-Jewish teachers.
Yes.
And from a whole range of different disciplines. And it'll be a 10-day tour. Okay, this part is a little ambitious, as one of the JNF Education Share says, this is effectively taking all 20,000 students who the 60 teachers teach. I think that's maybe a little bit of a stretch, but it is a great initiative. And the teachers will be from right across the country, from four of the Jewish schools in Sydney, from a teacher from a private school, which will be familiar. Are you familiar with the name Redham House?
Yes, we have Redham here.
You have Redham here, right. So we have Redham here in Sydney, founded by the same former South African, Graham Crawford. And so a teacher from Redham House will be going as well, which is obviously not a Jewish school per se, but has a very healthy Jewish presence. Teachers from Perth School, which is Carmel School, from Victoria, where Melbourne is located. So it's teachers across the board, as I say, Jewish and non-Jewish, from a whole range of disciplines. And they'll be spending 10 days on an intensive study tour in Israel. And while we're on that subject, just in a few days' time, one thing which we, the Board of Deputies, organize every year is a high-level journalist mission to Israel. And this is about to take place within the next little while, and with a very high-powered group of senior editors, producers, etc. and which I have the honor of actually accompanying. Chaperone.
Wonderful. Vic, we are out of time. I'm so sorry, but that's where we have to leave it today. And we look forward to speaking to you next week.
I look forward to that. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you so much. God bless, Vic. Bye-bye.